Presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Mexico aligns with the statement by 28 delegations at the first PREPCOM and here on strengthening the process. We recommend reviewing the non-proliferation initiative document by that committee and the new agenda coalition. Mexico welcomes the inclusion of the provision on strengthening the review process in this agenda item, but we are disappointed that the working group dedicated to these matters, which met in July 2023, did not adopt the recommendations from the rich exchange of views. And we also regret that the substantive discussion was not able to be included in the report of the first PREPCOM. It is very important, we believe, to continue building on the issues addressed by the working group, particularly those contained in Working Document 34 of the first PREPCOM, including procedural matters which need to be discussed further and ways determined to make time management more efficient in the review process and make it more dynamic and interactive. We applaud the announcement made by Canada and the Netherlands just now on the initiative to follow up with monitoring, and we thank them for that information. We welcome that. However, on procedural matters, the working group was fruitful in terms of innovating in working practices of sessions, making it possible to improve some dialogue mechanisms, including those designed to increase transparency and accountability of nuclear weapons-possessing states. This remained central in our discussions. There needs to be a focus on the nuclear weapons-possessing states and the new efforts to politicize debates. This treaty has many asymmetries and imbalances in terms of obligations on parties. The presentation of reports is voluntary, and the treaty does not establish within its text mechanisms for a peer review. However, a diplomatic dialogue exercise, which could be critical and circular on the content of reports presented by all nuclear weapons-possessing states, could build confidence and promote true, more dynamic debates, improving interrelationship within the treaty. So we call on state parties to consider including that type of exercise as part of the work of the third PREPCOM and convert this into a substantive recommendation for the RevCon and beyond. This discussion, we believe, should take place in cluster one of the agenda, but we could be flexible on that. We urge the five nuclear weapons-possessing states to participate in the exercise to demonstrate their interest in promoting transparency and accountability, and we recognize that certain of those states have shown openness to participating. We hope that the five states will explore the possibility of implementing this proposal as soon as possible. Mexico is ready to participate in the exercise in a constructive spirit and in good faith, being convinced that these procedural and practical improvements would provide a strengthening of the process, which badly needs it at this time. And we need the NPT to remain the cornerstone of the nuclear disarmament regime. This type of practice could improve its work in order to ensure that the treaty retains its relevance. Thank you very much.